Hi guys, welcome back to The Lowdown on Katy Perry. Now, I do know it has been a bit of time. I know I always say that, but that's not a problem. I think we have a ton to talk about today. So I'm going to get right into that, actually, because we might run out of time. So firstly, I want to talk about what's been going on recently. So if you've been checking Instagram stories, checking anything like that, Twitter, you know that Katy is actually in Hawaii right now. Now, there's a couple sections to this story. So firstly, I want to talk about Daisy Dove. First of all, love her. She's adorable. And it seems that the paparazzi and the media don't know how to respect Katy and Orlando's wishes to keep her anonymous and keep her, you know, like out of the spotlight. Because I think when you have a child as like two megastars, it's easy for the world to like also really focus on your children. And I guess that's not something that they want for their children necessarily. Like we've seen in the past, Orlando is very protective of his son and Katy as well. They never really expose his face. They never really want to almost like just expose him to the world like that before I guess he's ready. He is very young, so I think that's what they were also thinking of doing with Daisy. Now, obviously, you want to live your life with your child and go out and about and have, you know, like walks and strolls and, you know, go to the beach with your children. So you can't just live under like in a bunker somewhere. So obviously, you know, Katy and Orlando brought, you know, Daisy to the beach and we're living their lives, you know, playing with her on the beach, whatever. Of course, paparazzi somehow found them, somehow violated their privacy and snapped a couple photos of Katy, the baby. Thankfully, they did blur out her face, which is the only good thing about it. But it's definitely something that I think both Katy and Orlando really are very almost like upset about. Like when we see like them in their own private space to be like almost like exposed and like just invaded almost like with cameras and things, I think it must be very difficult for, you know, like people in the spotlight constantly like just want like a break, you know, they just want to get away for a minute, away from the world, relax, you know, have a vacation for God's sake. But it's difficult when you're constantly being followed for photos and you kind of never get that rest. And so I say that like it's just kind of like annoying when I see that those paparazzi photos, like of course I want to know what she looks like, like I think everyone does, but I don't want to violate their privacy. And you know, so if you do see those photos, don't share them around. Obviously, they weren't Katy's photos to share. She didn't take a photo of her baby and post it online. That would be almost like a good type of photo where she's given that permission, that consent to have that photo be on the internet. But when you see those paparazzi photos and the sneakily taken photos, definitely don't promote them too much. Don't post them around on Instagram. I know you want to see them, and I know you want your family and your friends and other Katy cats to see them, but ultimately, we should only look and wait for those photos that she posts. And if she never posts any, then we have to respect her decision that she wants to keep the identity of her secret. Also think, these people are rich, and they're, you know, what people think of them, they're, oh, these people are rich people, they're stars. There's even like there could even be a sort of risk almost of exposing their identity and heavily like promoting them and posting them on the internet. You know, there's a safety concern there too. You know, you don't think someone would, you know, like some people with really sick ideas in their heads wouldn't, you know, like God forbid, kidnap or do something of harm to them just for ransom money or something. So I think there's multiple reasons why Katy and Orlando do not want to publicly display and show that their children, for whatever reason, whether it be for them and their personal lives and their identities, we should just respect that decision from them and not post their own pictures, not spread anything. If you do meet her in person, you know, respect their privacy, respect, especially now with COVID, if they don't want to take photos with you. It's just normal, and there's always a piece of consent there that we should respect. So anyways, so that was one thing that bothered me a bit about Katie's trip in Hawaii. Moving on a bit from that, if you've also been on social media, you just saw that Katie did post a story with one of her hairstylists removing a wig. She always does this when she wants us to know that she's recording something or she's filming something. Pretty much the story, if you missed it, was her just taking off a huge hair extension. Now, we don't know whether or not it's for Idol or if it's for a music video. We do know that she's filmed in Hawaii before for Harley's in Hawaii. Personally, I think it's a music video just because there were a couple stories online, on Instagram stories of her team posting, you know, like sets and little like tidbits of like sneak peeks. Reportedly, the budget, someone said in a story that her budget was $500,000 for this music video or for this project, I guess they said. I don't think that would make sense if it was Idol, because she wouldn't need to put her own budget into it. That would be Idol's budget. So I do believe this is something for her own career and her own work, like a song. What song could it be? I'm not sure. Some people have rumored that it could be something for like a new single, like Cry About It Later, if she wanted to release that. It did have a animated video, but as we know, that was an animated video, and she said that she was going to try to do as many music videos as she could, so it could be that. Some people also rumored Champagne Problems. Some people also said Tucked, just because it could fit in well with the Hawaii aesthetic. We're not sure. I guess we'll have to wait and see. So there have been pictures like about some outfits. There have been pictures about the set that her team has posted on their own personal stories. That's kind of how we got it. I think it's very interesting, and I'm excited to see. It's nice to know that something's coming, and it's nice to like guess and like wait for it, I guess. But anyway, so keep that on your radar that there could be a new music video coming soon, because she's currently recording it. Moving on, talking more about Idol, I guess we could say, when every Sunday, catch Idol if you can. It's good to support it. It's good to give it some ratings, of course. One notable thing I wanted to talk about Idol today was a performance by a contestant named Heather Russell. So Heather came on, she was on her audition, and she decided to sing Harley's in Hawaii for like in front of Katie, in front of Luke, Lionel. I thought that was very almost ballsy of her, I guess, just because when you sing a Katie song in front of Katie, she said it could either make you or break you. Like, you have to do it better than or as good as her, just to like for her to like consider liking it. And that makes sense, just because she was the one that created the song, she sings it, she can be the critical, as critical as she wants. Now, the only thing about Heather Russell is she's an amazing singer, so I wanted to play you a little snippet of the audio for her singing Harley's in Hawaii. Just a sec. There we go. That was a really big performance for her. You could hear a lot of twirls, a lot of vocal gymnastics that she's doing there. I thought it was very beautiful. I thought she did very well. I'm usually very critical. I do like music, so I'm not saying I'm perfect, but like I like to listen to vocals. I like to listen to performances and give my own opinion on them. And personally, I think she's a very talented singer. Those are some very, very difficult runs to hit, very difficult vocals to hit. So she did amazing. something that I thought was interesting, Katie said it was a bit too much. So afterwards, when they were reviewing and discussing with Heather, Katie did say that your performance is like, when I serve you a cake, I can give you a slice that's pure frosting, or I can give you a piece that's cake and frosting. And I completely agree with her. I think that Heather, I think, was almost trying to impress them and trying to show off that she has the ability to do those vocals. However, I think there is a balance for everything. And as beautiful as it was, I think it would have been a better decision to balance those and show off really good powerhouse vocals, but also just not do complete icing. So when she means icing, she means, you know, those runs, those, you know, those like vocal flourishes. Here, I'll play a little bit more. Now, don't get me wrong, it's beautiful, it's very interesting. The only problem is you have to always make sure it relates back to the original song. And I'm not saying that her performance was bad in any way. I just agree with Katie. A little less frosting, a little more cake. I think the performance would have been a little bit better. She did get through, of course, those vocals. You can't deny someone that sings so well. It might have just been a small mistake on Heather's end. And I think that's not something that should keep her back from getting a golden ticket. So she did get through. And I think she's going to learn from this situation. But like, again, she's amazing. Those vocals are insane. I don't even think Katie herself could do those types of crazy vocal flourishes. And I mean, that's not really her style either, so it doesn't matter. But I definitely think that was a really interesting thing and something I wanted to share with you just because, you know, idols almost kind of like, I don't hate to say it, it's kind of boring sometimes. I was talking to a couple of people on Twitter, and idols very family friendly and very family focused. And I think that's evident, I guess, with the way they make the show and the way that they promote the show, which is nothing wrong, but I guess some younger listeners aren't really into that. But I think, of course, Katie brings a lot of personality to the show. Luke and Lionel are good too, but I think that like she is the like funniest judge. She's the most interesting judge out of all of them. And like us Katie Cats, I know we are here for her music mostly, but we also need to promote and support her other projects like Idol, just to support her in general. So I thought that was a really interesting thing that I wanted to share with you. And lastly for today, I wanted to talk about something called Black Tea Power. Now, that might, if you're not a Katie stan, that might make no sense. And that's okay. Black Tea means Katie with black hair. So pretty much just use the color of her hair plus add a T-Y. So there's black tea, there's blonde tea, there's purple tea, there's bald tea, which is her with her pixie hair. So anyway, Black Tea Power. We do know, let me explain a bit about Black Tea Power. So we know that about a month ago, February 8th, Katie was on the Jimmy Kimmel show. She decided to wear the long black wig that everyone loves. She posted a photo on Instagram. She got 3,052,000 likes on Instagram of that like whole like day, which is a lot of likes. Katie does very rarely do those selfies, and she posts a lot for Idol. She posts a lot for, you know, Katy Perry's shoes, but anytime she posts that type of selfie, anything like that, she gets a lot of likes. So 3,052,000 likes is a lot. The inauguration, like comparing that to the inauguration post, she only got 2.8 million likes, which is a lot still. Like, that's still a lot, but it kind of just shows like the general public and like what they like. So of course, like, she's beautiful with blonde hair, and I guess that's her preferred hair right now and like currently, but we just see that power with the black hair from her. And, like, I think that nostalgia that it brings to people, like, they want to see her with that black hair. And, you know, 3 million, 2.8 is not that different, but it's just interesting. And, like, every time she puts black hair, all of the big social media pop accounts, whatever, they say, oh, Katy brought back her iconic black hair. Those accounts, which is funny, actually, if you go on Twitter to Pop Crave, they post about a ton of things every day. And anytime Katy, it's about Katy, or if it's about Katy's hair, like when they posted, for example, this Jimmy Kimmel interview hair and everything, they posted a photo of her and everything. I think they got like 25,000 likes, but they normally only get like 5,000, I think. So there's definitely a boost when it comes to her and her hair and her popularity with the general public. Now, Pop Crave is a very neutral. They have a lot of followers from a lot of different fan bases, from a lot of different areas. It's a very general account that posts about everything. So if you check them out, you'll definitely see, scroll down, if you find anything about Katy Perry, it's always got so much more likes than what they regularly get. And it's just interesting. One thing, though, is the idol hair that she wore for Idol in that gold, like, outfit with the long blonde hair. I call it the Idol Blonde Goddess. She did get 3.5 million likes for that one. So I'm not saying that necessarily black tea is better than blonde tea, but when you compare them, they are quite rivals, because a lot of people nowadays, even on Twitter, on anything, they start taking sides. They say, oh, I like blonde tea better than black tea. Black tea's, you know, her old personality, doesn't fit her anymore, whatever. But anytime that Katy wears black hair, internet goes crazy, Katy cats go crazy, I go crazy. Like, I think like when she posted that photo, I have like alerts for every time she posts. So I'm sitting there, barbecue sauce on my titties, and I get a notification. Katy Perry has posted on Instagram. All right, click it. And I saw the black hair and I screamed. I literally screamed my eyes out, because I personally really love when she wears black hair, and I think it's so iconic when she does. So I thought that was really funny, and something that I just wanted to talk about. It's interesting when we compare them, and of course you can have a preference, but I think that we should be respectful of everyone's opinions. Don't hate on people that love black tea. Don't hate on people that love blonde tea. I think generally we should all come together, no matter what hair, no matter what color. We should all just support her as a person and her decisions for whatever she wants to wear, however, whatever hair she wants to wear, because it is her head, right? So we can't really dictate anything like that. So that's something that I really wanted to talk about. My socials at Michael Perry 84. It used to be Katy Perry Aesthetic. I changed it over just to make it more of a personal account. You can follow me on Instagram at Katy Perry Aesthetic. I used to have a show Twitter, but honestly, I stopped using it just because it didn't really gain any traction, like, for, like, the at on lowdown, if you remember. It's okay. Like, I think it's better just for me to do it for my main account. My main account is a little bit bigger on Twitter, and, of course, on Instagram, that was my, like, main. That's where I started. But yeah, so if you want to let me, like, if you want me to talk about anything, if you want to be interviewed, if you've got a bit of, like, stories or anything about the fandom, about you as a Katy cat, I'd definitely love to talk to you sometime. If you'd like, just reach out to me on any of my social medias. Definitely listen to the Smile album. What's actually something I forgot to mention, after the inauguration performance, we saw that Firework got back into the top 10 on the iTunes, which is so funny for a 10-year-old song, almost 11 years now. But also, just this week, the Smile album has re-entered the iTunes 100 album charts for a, quote, flop album. That's pretty good, and that's pretty iconic, I think. And So definitely buy the Smile album. Keep buying it, you know, buy it in stores, buy it everywhere. I don't know whether or not it's the end for KP5. There were rumors back in, I think, December or something, where one of these insiders said, oh, that's the end of the Smile era, you know. But actually, we don't know, because now we see that Katie's filming music videos. Now, it could be for something new, like completely new, or it could be for something from the album. I think it's too early to end the era, honestly. We literally got it in August, and it's March now. Like, we can't just, like, end the era like that. Like, we were planning a tour, we were planning all these things. Like, it's kind of sad to just let Smile go, and I think Smile is such an iconic album, so I definitely don't want it to end. But, of course, I would love some fresh music. Everyone does, and let's be real, like, it could be happening this year, it could not. I think I saw somewhere that this year, which was to be like another droplet era, where she would just release little singles everywhere just to keep us fed. But I think it said 2022 she would release another album. Now, that's not confirmed, that's nothing, but it's just rumors from Katie Katz. But I think that could be pretty plausible, I think, just because, like, that is 2 years, right? So I'm not sure what her record label wants her to do. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week. Have a great month, if I don't talk to you guys until then. Thank you so much for all the supporters. I'm looking and I'm seeing people from America, my Brazilian Katie Katz. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. And everyone else that's listening, thank you so much. Honestly, I don't even know where the listens come from. Like, I post an episode and I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not going to get much listens. And then I'm getting, like, hundreds of listens, and I'm like, how do y'all even know about me? Like, I don't even promote that much. Like, so thank you. If you do want to share my podcast with other Katie Katz who like podcasts, anyone else who likes Katie, I would love to be spread like that. If you like, thank you so much for listening. I'll stop bothering you now. Have a great week.